Case: Educate Curtis on Estate Planning. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Curtis is 20 years old and is enlisted in the Army. In the past, the counselor has worked with his mother, who made the referral. Curtis enlisted right out of high school, is unmarried, and does not have any children. He was recently informed that he was going to be deployed overseas, and he booked an appointment. Counselor: Good morning, Curtis. Thanks for coming in. How are you today? Curtis: Good. Busy getting everything together before shipping out. Counselor: First time you'll be overseas? Curtis: Yeah, looking forward to seeing another country. Counselor: Great, I'm quite jealous, actually. Curtis: Ha, right. Not exactly going as a tourist, though. Counselor: That's fair. So what did you want to talk about today? Curtis: My mom said something to me the other day about getting my affairs in order. Given my situation, I didn't think I had any affairs to put in order. She said I should talk to you. Counselor: Okay, it's a good idea, to be sure. Curtis: I asked my buddies who have kids, and they said they've got wills and stuff, but I'm not married and I don't have kids. Do I need to do anything now? Can I just wait until I do settle down? Counselor: All good questions. Let's talk about estate planning. Question 1. How should the counselor open the discussion about the importance and value of estate planning in this situation? Question 1 sample response. Younger clients can be resistant to estate planning for a number of reasons. Often it is because of time, cost, or discomfort with the subject of death and money. It is, however, very important for everyone aged 18 or over to start estate planning. This is because it is not just about protecting a spouse and children. Counselor: Estate planning isn't just for people who are married and have kids, although it is definitely important for them to do it. Even if you don't have kids and aren't married, there are times when planning can become very important. Being in the military can be quite unpredictable, not just if you're sent to a hostile environment. Accidents can happen anywhere and anytime. By creating a will, you can help make things easier for your loved ones, in your case, your parents and siblings, if the worst happens. It's about preparation and relieving potential burdens on your family. Creating a will can ensure that your affairs are in order and provide peace of mind. It can also make sure that any service benefits go where you want them to go. Question 2, Curtis: Okay. That makes sense. Curtis still does not think he really has enough of an estate to need a will, but he agrees that he should probably get one created. That's all I need. Just a will? As a member of the military, Curtis could find himself in dangerous and slash or unpredictable situations, especially when deployed overseas. How many counselor talked to him about the need for advanced healthcare directives? Question 2 sample response. Even during times of peace, members of the military are exposed to situations in which they might be injured, incapacitated, or killed. Indeed, it is not just military service people who can get injured young, accidents happen. Young people postponing planning can be a source of considerable stress and grief for loved ones, like partners and parents. It might help to frame a discussion about advanced healthcare directives, separate from the military, too, to properly convey that it is a universal consideration. Counselor, advanced healthcare directives are a very useful component to any estate plan. It's not just about making sure someone deals with your stuff, it's important to establish plans for what you want to happen to you too. Curtis, what do you mean? Counselor, advanced healthcare directives or a living will can take some burden off your loved ones should something terrible happen. It means that instead of being forced to make difficult and stressful decisions during a terrible moment, you will have made some of these decisions already. For example, what level of medical treatment do you want to receive if you can only survive on life support? Who do you want to be able to make decisions on your behalf? Granting your mom power of attorney in case of emergency, for example, can mean she'll be able to help you if you can't do it yourself. Question 3, Curtis. Okay, I'll get this done. Do I have to use a particular lawyer? Question 3 sample response. Counselor, while there are various free will templates and so on available online, a will and advanced healthcare directives are legal documents. I'd recommend getting assistance from a lawyer. The Army and other services do offer relevant support for service members and veterans, too, and they will be especially familiar with what should be included in a will for someone in your situation. Let me help you find the details. A counselor should be prepared to share information about relevant professional services available to Curtis that can help him with his estate planning.